Tomorrow, the Supreme Court hears arguments in the cases that could lead to a ruling making same-sex marriage legal across the country. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports that as public attitudes on this issue have changed, it has become more complicated for the Republican Party to address.
For Republicans wrestling with the issue of same-sex marriage, the speed at which public opinion is changing can be disorienting.
We've never seen a cultural issue in our lifetime move with this kind of speed, and there's just no question the direction that it's going, and Republicans are aware of this.
That's Pete Wehner, former domestic policy advisor to President George W. Bush. Nationally, public support for gay marriage is now in the mid-50s, but 70% of Republican voters are opposed. That means being against gay marriage is a popular position in a Republican primary, but a very unpopular position in a general election. And that's why, says Wehner,
Republicans and conservatives don't want to talk about this issue very much. They just don't have the stomach for it. It's hard to overestimate how little enthusiasm Republicans have about talking about the issue of gay rights and same-sex marriage.
But they are being asked about it a lot, and their answers show just how much of a high-wire act this issue has become. Republican presidential candidates are doubling down on their opposition to gay marriage while at the same time trying to show respect for gay people. Here's Marco Rubio on the Christian Broadcasting Network this weekend stating emphatically that there is no federal constitutional right to same-sex marriage.
You have to have a ridiculous reading of the U.S. Constitution to reach the conclusion that people have a right to marry someone of the same sex.
But support for gay unions is now a kind of proxy for tolerance, especially with younger voters who tend to dismiss candidates they feel are old-fashioned or out of touch. So Rubio has also said he'd attend a gay wedding and that being gay is not a choice. Here he is on CBS.
The bottom line is that I believe that sexual preference is something that people are born with.
Then there was Jeb Bush campaigning in New Hampshire, saying he's for traditional marriage, but
having said that, I have no animus in my heart. I have no hatred or no bitterness in my heart for people that have a different view.
So what does the upcoming Supreme Court decision mean for Republicans? Pete Wehner thinks if the court rules for same-sex marriage, it could actually help Republicans escape from their current political dilemma.
Most Republicans, maybe all the Republicans running in 2016, are going to say they're for traditional marriage. But the court has spoken. It's the law of the land. We don't agree with it. But there's not a lot we can do about it. And then they're going to try and pivot to other issues.
And even Christian conservative leaders like Russell Moore, president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, are fine with that.
I'm not concerned about what sort of weddings presidential candidates go to. I'm concerned about what sort of judges and justices they appoint.
Conservative Christians remain opposed to gay marriage, but Moore says things are changing even inside the evangelical movement.
Most mainstream evangelicals are ministering to gay and lesbian, same-sex attracted people in their communities. They don't demonize them in the way that perhaps some past generations of culture warriors might have done.
Moore says he's bracing for the court to do what he calls, quote, the wrong thing. But in the future, he hopes gay marriage can follow the path taken by another hot-button social issue, abortion.
If you went into a time machine back to 1973 and asked someone at the National Abortion Rights Action League, what will the pro-life movement look like in 2015? They probably would have said there won't be a pro-life movement in 2015 because the issue will be settled.
But it wasn't. Public opinion on abortion has remained remarkably stable and divided.
The reason for that is because the pro-life movement took a long-term strategy, and they understood that they have to work not only legislatively, but we have to work in persuading people in the culture.
That may be the best-case long-term scenario that opponents of same-sex marriage can imagine. But in the shorter term, the best outcome for Republican candidates may be that the Supreme Court simply takes this issue off the table and that 2016 is the last election where gay marriage matters, even for their own voters. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.